Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The difficult economy is not sparing military veterans. Massachusetts veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan brought their concerns about layoffs and potential discrimination to a committee of state lawmakers yesterday. They described difficult homecomings. WBUR's Fred Tice has their story.
Veterans arrived at the hearing to describe their frustrations at coming home to a difficult job market. As they spoke, a consensus clearly built in the room that more should be done to help them get and keep jobs. Lawrence Phillips did two tours of duty in Iraq as a Marine infantryman. He's now being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. He works at Mass Veterans, Inc., the shelter in Worcester, where yesterday's hearing was held.
My goal in life and lifelong dream is to become a police officer. It's taking me now 2 years, and I've been over probably about 30 police departments, and I have not yet been hired. I don't know what it is that Massachusetts is looking for in a police officer. I'm 25 years old. I'm well capable of becoming a police officer.
Phillips is aware that it's a bad time to get hired as a police officer. Police departments across New England are laying officers off. But he suspects that the main reason he can't get a job is that no police department wants to hire a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder. Federal law protects veterans from being discriminated against for having PTSD, but that has not helped Marine Corporal Eric Madonna. He was a police officer, but he lost his position on the Fall River Force after he revealed that he has PTSD.
My service in my country ruined my life, ruined everything I did. I was a decorated officer, Officer of the Year 2007, and 2009 I don't have a job. They forced me out. They're forcing me to retire because I have post-traumatic stress disorder, and I shouldn't have told them. I look back now, maybe I should have lied.
After he was relieved of his duties, Madonna says he tried to contact every member of Congress he could think of.
And the only person that called me back was Senator McCain himself from Arizona. Senator Kerry and Kennedy sent me standard form letters that never addressed what I wrote down in my complaint.
A spokeswoman for Senator John Kerry's office says phone logs and notes show Madonna never contacted the office. A spokeswoman for Senator Edward Kennedy says notes show that Madonna told an aide to the senator that he decided against having the senator's office call the Fall River Police Department on his behalf for fear that it would ruin his chances to get his job back. Senator Kennedy's office says the staff would be happy to help if Madonna has changed his mind. The economy is hitting veterans as hard as it's hitting the rest of the country. Massachusetts Secretary of Veterans Services Tom Kelly says the Massachusetts National Guard has noticed an increase in layoffs of its soldiers. Across the country, he says, the unemployment rate among veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan was exceptionally high last year.
Veterans between the ages of 18 and 24 have the highest unemployment to date at 14.1.
That's the same unemployment rate as for non-veterans 18 to 24, so veterans of the recent wars are not suffering from unemployment any more than non-veterans their age. The economy has also affected services to veterans. Legislators and members of the Patrick administration are worried that some cities and towns are not hiring a full-time veteran services officer, as they're required to by law, and they're considering increasing the penalties to cities and towns that don't meet their obligations. Steve Connor, the director of veteran services for Northampton and surrounding towns, worries that when some towns don't offer veteran services, towns that do can get overwhelmed.
Now, the city of Northampton, when I started 5 years ago, we were assisting 12 veterans. We are now at 120.
Connor recognizes that one reason for the influx is the presence of a VA hospital in Northampton, but he believes that the other reason is that Northampton offers better services for veterans than surrounding communities. Of particular concern to members of the Joint Committee on Veterans Affairs are veterans who've lost their civilian jobs while still on active duty. A police officer from Fall River who was blinded by an explosion was still being treated at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center when he learned he was being laid off. New Bedford firefighter Leo Pike got word he was losing his job while he was in Iraq. Pike had served tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan as a Marine before becoming a firefighter. 2 years ago, he decided to go back into the military. This time, he went on leave of absence, joined the Navy, and went back to Iraq. Last month, Pike's girlfriend received a letter from the fire department.
So now she's at home. She's going to school full-time. She works full-time. And we have a two-and-a-half-year-old son. She has to wait for me to call home to say, hey, guess what? Your job is gone. Now, if you talk to any firefighter, we love our job. I'm upset because I would have run into a burning building, any one of my brothers. And the way I lost my job was like a slap in the face.
Pike is now an apprentice iron worker. He doesn't know when he'll get his job as a firefighter back.
Now, do I think that I should be above layoffs? No. I feel that this is this seniority, and it's here for a reason. You know, that's the union way. But wait till the guy gets home.
The Patrick administration and legislators say they may not be able to tell towns to wait until public safety officers get home from the wars before laying them off. But they are promising to implement procedures to ensure that those who are fighting overseas are at least informed in a respectful way that they don't have a job to come home to anymore. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.